Today, President Bush said again he considers Osama bin Laden to be the prime suspect in last week's terrorist attacks. He said bin Laden is now wanted dead or alive, and he said the U.S. would hunt him down. The president said it would take a long time to win this war, but he refused to spell out what military operations are being planned against Afghanistan, where bin Laden has taken shelter.
All I can tell you is that Osama bin Laden is a prime suspect, and the people who house him, encourage him, provide food, comfort, or money, are on notice.
We're joined now by NPR's Tom Gelton. Tom, what more can be learned at this point about precisely what sort of military action could be in the offing here?
No, that's certainly the question of the day. All this talk about war, and nobody really knows for sure what it means. Here's the answer from a senior Pentagon official I spoke with not long ago. Fundamental decisions have not been made yet. But there are options on the table. They're still being reviewed. What I can talk about is what seems to be the most likely scenario, as seen by senior military people there. And round one could be airstrikes in Afghanistan if the Taliban regime refuses to turn over bin Laden. But nobody expects them to do much good, basically because Afghanistan has already been so flattened by 20 years of war that there's not much left to bomb there. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, in what has to be considered an elegant understatement, said yesterday that Afghanistan does not have a lot of high-value targets. So folks at the Pentagon are looking at possible targets, but there's not a lot to choose from. So the more important component of a military action here would be directed at bin Laden himself and his followers. First, U.S. troops would have to know where he is, so this action would have a heavy intelligence involvement, in the words of an official. There would be a lot of emphasis on finding out as much as possible about where he is, what he's doing. This would require the cooperation of local intelligence agencies, Pakistan's, for example, plus some information sharing from inside Afghanistan. And then, when the time is right, a very surgical operation. The key word here, according to a military source, would be precision, both in terms of an air operation and a ground operation. There would be an air component, but there's no sense that this could be done without troop soldiers on the ground, special forces, your elite infantry units that can infiltrate in there. So the mission then, should it come to this, would be to isolate and essentially destroy Osama bin Laden and his operation through a combined air-ground surgical intervention.
Got to be a lot of people in the military leadership shaking their heads about the prospect of going into Afghanistan. They've been talking over the years with their Soviet counterparts from the Soviet Union 20 years ago. They eventually had to pull out.
They say they've learned from the Soviets' mistake, the Russians' mistake. They say the big mistake the Russians made was to go frontally. They say the Russians have always fought frontally, like bulldogs is the word that was used, and that they're smarter, that they would not do it that way.
Now, going back to that civil war, there were armed groups there after the Russians pulled out who opposed the Taliban regime, the subsequent regime, and the bin Laden operation. Can the U.S. regard them as potential allies in this fight?
Potential is the key word. There's a lot of uncertainty, though. They're not considered reliable. One of the issues is whether they would feel comfortable being allied with the United States. In a sense, in the U.S., that they probably would not be, and for that reason, military commanders would be unlikely to trust them very far. But as one officer said to me, "We'll take all the help we can get."
Inside the Pentagon, you and others who covered the Pentagon have reported in the past there's been a bit of conflict between the senior military officers, the ones who have been there, and the current Pentagon leadership, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. What's it like there now?
Well, on the one hand, a lot of enthusiasm and readiness to go to war if that's the order. The president was there today and tremendous enthusiasm. But there's still some doubts about Donald Rumsfeld. One officer said to me, "This is a team that came in to reform the business practices of the Pentagon. Is this a war-fighting team?" That's the question. On the other hand, but to the extent there are questions about Rumsfeld's leadership, there's tremendous confidence in Secretary of State Colin Powell, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs, and a real soldier's soldier.
Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome, Noah.
NPR's Tom Gelton.